about a young man who was visiting India for satsang. After satsang one day, he and some others took a raft out on the river Ganga. And they had a terrible accident. The water was rough and the raft overturned and everyone was thrown into the water. And the young man found himself under the water, pulled into a whirlpool. And he was held at the bottom of this whirlpool, far below the surface. And he wasn't able to breathe. And he knew that being in a whirlpool, if you fight or try to swim against the force of the whirlpool, you'll be pushed down and held under, and the whirlpool will drown you. And even though he knew this, he just couldn't surrender. He fought and fought and fought until the moment came where he needed air, but he couldn't surface. And a moment came when he finally had no choice. He surrendered because it was the only thing he could do. When he relaxed and surrendered, he was pulled by the force of the water out of the whirlpool, and he was shoved upwards, and he surfaced, and he took a great lungful of air. And when he surfaced, he saw light, and as he breathed there on the surface of the river, he looked around him, and the world was as he had never seen it before. It was vivid and brilliant. And as he swam to shore, filled with gratitude and life, he thought, I've learned a great lesson about impermanence, and this is very profound. But as he and the others arrived at the riverbank and crawled up onto the beach, they realized that the leader of the rafting trip was not with them. He had been taken by the same whirlpool, but he did not surface. And he lost his life that day.